figure out if you're wearing underwear today.
Well, I think you know me well enough to probably be able to answer that question without even me having taken off my pants.
So I'm going to guess that you are wearing underwear because you always wear underwear.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do.
Why is that? Why do you wear underwear?
I don't like the feeling of everything just hanging down there. It doesn't feel right to me.
Does it have anything to do with being clean, or is it just about the feeling?
It's just the feeling, really.
Now, Big Fatty, on the other hand, he does not wear underwear.
So he says.
Oh, you think he secretly wears underwear?
Maybe. We don't know.
You think he's a closet underwear wearer?
A closet underwear wearer?
Closet underwear wearer?
Yes.
He might be. You never know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He does not wear underwear.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3534 of the BFO for Monday, the 23rd of August, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend and maybe a voice for a Big Fatty. You'll never get that far. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're muggers today because, well, y'all, I'm gonna break the routine a little bit here. You're muggers today because y'all on, you know, the nip arrived on Thursday evening. And after I had already recorded, but y'all, you know what? I'm not gonna break the rules here. I'm gonna do it the way it was meant to be. Oh, Big Fatty, I feel more comforted already. Yeah, because y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday when I recorded the Friday little show, y'all. That evening, I watched the Big Brother app and other things on the TV machine, and y'all, then the NIP sent me a testimonium a little bit after 9 p.m. in the evening saying, "We have arrived." And I said, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, I hopped in Ruby Red and drove over to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And the timing was perfect. He had gone to the luggage claim, the valise claim area, and y'all had walked outside, sent me a testimonium. I'm outside as I was pulling right up. And y'all, it couldn't have been timed better if we wanted it to be. And y'all, we got back here. Of course, he was on the specific time, and, you know, Big Fatty is in the only time zone that matters, and, so we visited a little while, and I said, "Okay, well, I've already taken the go-to-bed pills, so I'm going to bed." He says, "Thank you for calling," and y'all, he sat up and watched, I don't know, the Golden Girls or something like that. You know, some of the Nanny or something, you know, something, one of those old comedy programs. And anyway, y'all got up on Friday morning. Y'all, we got up and what did we do? We went on the big nipple walk. Y'all, I was real impressed with the nip. We did the big circle and he kept right up, but came back. Y'all, we were both drenched, I tell you, with perspiration. And so y'all, after we got our shares, Y'all, we were off to the Von Zeese. The Nip is on sort of a special diet, y'all, that he's not kept to at all while he's been here. But y'all, he bought $80 worth of a special diet food, which probably 75 of it will be left here when he goes back to California on Wednesday morning. But y'all did some running around and all, and came back, and y'all then Big Fatty prepared. I was preparing for Friday at Fatty's, and we had the whole group here. Young Nicholas ended up coming as well, and young Jonathan. Young Jonathan was feeling much better. Young Nicholas had his COVID rapid test, and it came back negative. So he joined us. The only one that wasn't here was Mr. Pickle. Mr. Pickle, y'all, he is out in the Wyoming. Big Fatty, is it part of the witness protection program? It could be, but I think he's visiting friends out there. And so he was the only one missing, y'all, but we had the loaded nachos and the garden salad, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. Y'all had lots of leftovers, so I sent leftovers home with young Nicholas and with Jonathan and Ryan. The young'uns took home the leftovers, and y'all, then on Saturday, let's see what happened Saturday. Y'all got up. We did a nipple walk, and y'all, we were just gonna do the ends, you know, just Fat Acres, and y'all, it began to rain on us, so we came back here to the villa and sat out on the porch for a little while and everything, and the rain had stopped. And so I said, well, shall we go finish the nipple walk? And yes. wait a minute, I need to back up. Y'all, we went and had lunch. We went and had lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the SNS cafeteria. Oh, big fatty, y'all. And it was good. Big fatty, the old people love the cafeteria. And y'all, I had the country steak and rice and gravy and some cabbage. Y'all, the cabbage was delicious, and a jalapeno, the Mexican cone bread, as they call it. But y'all, then we came back and we did the nipple walks after we had lunch. But anyway, we went out on the second nipple walk, and y'all got about as far away. We were staying in Fat Acres, but we were as far away from the villa as we could get. And y'all, the bottom opened up. Big Fatty, are you talking about Granny? No. y'all, the sky opened up, and y'all, we got soaked. I mean, soaked to the underpants. Big Fatty, you don't. Oh, I know. I don't wear underpants, but y'all, we were soaked from head to tail, and y'all got back here to the villa, and showered and got all dry and everything, and y'all, we had made a plan on Friday night to go down to the Dudley Do-Rights, the Nip wanted to go there, and y'all, we went down there, and it was all of us, and Big Dick and John joined us down there. It was good to see them, and y'all, they had this group. They had a pool tournament, and y'all, I think it was to see who was the worst pool player. And y'all, I'm still at this point, I'm not sure who was the worst. But the Nip and I stayed. We went at 6 o'clock. Y'all, it was a happy hour. Y'all, I had a margarita. Y'all, it was delicious. And anyway, the Nip and I decided we were about done right around 8 o'clock. And so we headed out, and the rest of them stayed down there to see who could play the worst pool and everything. And evidently, everybody had a real good time. And then the Nip and I watched the sports ball for a while. And early to bed, early to rise. So, y'all, we were early to bed. Well, I was early to bed anyway. I went to bed about 10 p.m. in the evening. Nip stayed up a little bit more watching those old programs again. And then we got up Sunday morning. Here's the big reveal. Oh, no, I also forgot to tell you why you're muggers. Y'all, we got up Friday morning, and, you know, I had made the coffee and everything. And, y'all, I went to make up the bed or something, and I came out, and the Nip had poured his coffee into a big, giant soup mug. And I said, oh, are you having soup for breakfast? And he goes, no, it's my coffee. I said, oh, well, why are you drinking it out of a soup? Now, y'all, remember when we went to the Florida vacation, you know, he drank the water out of the vase. And so, y'all, it's always interesting to see what kind of receptacle. It's a various receptacles that the Nip enjoys repurposing. Y'all, the reason the Nip is visiting is because, y'all, he has decided to retire early, and he's moving to Fat Acres. And y'all, one of my neighbors, the Nip, had asked me a while back, I guess it's been about a month or so, are there any people that rent out houses in Fat Acres? I said, if there are, I don't know who any of them are. Well, y'all, my neighbor that makes the chow chow for me, y'all, she invited me over for supper one night, and I hadn't heard back from her or anything. And finally, she got back with me and said, oh, we were preparing our rental house. Our renters moved out. Do you know anybody who might be interested? I said, well, where is the house? And she says, right here in Fat Acres. And I said, well, yes, as a matter of fact, I might. And so, y'all, the Nip has signed a year's lease to live here in Fat Acres. And it's lovely. It's just lovely. Y'all, it's much more house than he needs. But, y'all, it's a good, he got a good deal. Got the good deal. And y'all, he'll be moving here at the end of September, or first of October. And, y'all, I'm gonna fly out to the California, then drive cross-country with him. Y'all will probably stop and see the world's largest ball of twine, you know, who knows what else. But y'all, more on that to come. And we went for the Nipple Walk Sunday morning. And then he's gone and signed the paperwork, crossed the T's and dotted the I's. And now we're going to go out to supper with some friends of ours. Y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Excuse me, has been my weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Big Freddy, what's wrong with our voice? I don't know. Thank you, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. It is a dying Princess Hannah and...
Jordan.
Calling to A, wish you a happy, slightly belated birthday. And also, it is that time. So the other day, let's see, we got two prescriptions. A tube of Benadryl Max cream because somebody accidentally got poison ivy pretty bad. A 48 count bottle of CVS brand allergy Benadryl pills and a thing of his facial wash. And with all of that, we paid $14.87. Mind you, the prescriptions were $2, so technically we paid $12.87. The Benadryl cream alone was $7.79. The allergy pills were $8.29, and his face wash was $8.79, which gave me a total of $12.25 in savings for a total of 46%. So, yeah. Hope all is well. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And from the, we're not calling him the boy genius anymore. It's the young man genius, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, but he got poison ivy. Well, you know, we all have our moments. But excellent coupon, and I'm sorry you're on your deathbed, but I hope you're able to rise from it. Big Fatty, she has risen.
Big Fatty, it's from Tampa, and I am calling to play the Kathy Bacon Tummy Tingle Contest. I am spinning the roulette wheel of famous podcasters, and let's see who the magic ball lands on. Well, there you have it. It's Dr. Wesley Pomegranate Stone. And there you have it, Big Fatty. That's my entry into the Kathy Bacon Tummy Tingle Contest. Ciao, babe.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Guru Nudie from Tampa. And y'all, isn't it nice to have Guru Nudie calling into the little show again? Big Fatty, it'd be lovely if Jeremiah would call in again, give us a Mississippi gas report. That'd be lovely indeed. Guru Nudie, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Hope you and Karl Lagerfeld are doing well. Although y'all, I did, there was troubling news out of the Nudie household. Karl Lagerfeld revealed over the weekend to Guru Nudie in Tampa that he did not care for barbecue ribs. Big Fatty, the blasphemy. And y'all, I don't know if they're seeking counseling or what, but y'all, it's a topsy-turvy world there in Tampa. And Guru Nudie, thank you so much for participating in the Tummy Tingles contest. Y'all remember, you got until the 31st of the month to dear Gussie, you've got until the 31st of this month to get in your Tummy Tingles voice letters. Miss Bacon has revealed that I believe there's going to be a full Benjamin. The prize has been, or maybe it's not a full Benjamin, maybe she will be able to award the prize herself. Anyway, y'all, it's at least a half Benjamin. So get your calls in. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the enormous podcast. And Holly, you had said you were going to come visit. Anything you want to check on first?
He does not wear underwear.
Oh, I'll be more than happy to reveal that, and I'll check on your underpants status as well, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.